由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你们好。
Welcome back to the broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
In our last broadcast, I left you with a question to ponder.
在上一集结束之前，我留下了一个问题，邀请你们回去想一想。
Do you remember what it was?
你还记不记得我们的问题是什么呢？
Well, while you're thinking, let me review the last message.
当你在想的时候，让我和大家一起分享上次讲到的大纲。
It may help you remember.
希望能够帮你记起我们的问题。
We have just started a study in Genesis 24 verses 1 to 21.
我们刚刚在上一集开始了研读创世纪第24章第1到21节。
Abraham has sent his chief steward Eliezer back to Abraham's homeland.
亚伯拉罕派了他的总管家以利以谢回去他老家拿鹤城。
Abraham sent him with a commission to find a wife for his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就是要派以利以谢回到他的故乡，帮他的儿子以撒寻找结婚的对象。
Do you recall the very first thing that Eliezer did?
你还记不记得以利以谢第一样做的是什么呢？
The first thing that Eliezer did was pray.
原来以利以谢第一样做的就是祷告。
The first thing that the servant of Abraham did was to seek the mind of God.
亚伯拉罕的仆人以利以谢第一样嘢嘅，佢去做的就是去寻求神的意念。
The first thing Eliezer did was to ask God's will and direction.
原来以利以谢第一样嘢去做嘅就系去寻求神嘅旨意同埋引领。
In fact, this is the very first prayer recorded in the Bible.
老实讲，一个就系圣经第一个祷告。
A lot of people prayed before Genesis 24, but this is the first prayer that is recorded word for word.
在这个之前有很多人向过神祈祷，但是这一个的祷告，在创世纪第24章的祷告，是圣经里面第一个以文字记录的祷告。
Here it is.
经文就是这样的。
O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success this day.
耶和华，我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你使我今日获得成功。
In our last broadcast, I asked you the following question.
在上一集的节目里面，我问了大家一个问题。
Where do you think Eliezer learned to pray like this?
你们觉得以利以谢究竟在哪里学习这样祈祷的呢？
Where did Eliezer learn to trust Jehovah like this?
以利以谢究竟在哪里学习去依靠耶和华呢？
From his master Abraham, of course.
当然是在亚伯拉罕学回来的啦。
Obviously, he watched him.
很明显，以利以谢整天都有留意他的主人。
Mothers and fathers, please listen carefully.
如果你是人的父母，是人家的长辈的话，请你留心去听。
Your children will learn to trust in God by watching you trusting in God.
如果你们信靠神，你们的子女就能够学习怎样信靠神。
Your children will learn to rely on God in the times of difficulties in their lives by watching you rely on God in the times of difficulties in your life.
如果你们能够在困难当中去依靠神，你们的子女就能够观察你们的行为，从而学习怎样在困难当中依靠神。
Your children will learn to be prayer warriors by watching you and your prayer life.
你们的子女能够在你们的身上和你们的祷告生活当中学习成为祷告勇士。
Your children will learn to be dependent on God in every decision that they make by seeing you exercise your dependence on God.
当你们的子女看到你们凡事倚靠神的时候，他们就会学到怎样在每一个决定当中倚靠神。
Those of you who are leaders and teachers, please listen carefully.
如果你是人家的领导或者为人师表的话，请你留心听我讲。
People are learning and modeling not your words, but your life.
人家不会效法你所讲的说话，但是他会效法你的行为。
People are learning and modeling your walk more than your talk.
人家会宁愿去学习你的行为多过你所讲的一切嘢。
Obviously, to Abraham, prayer was the first option, not the last resort.
好明显，祷告就是亚伯拉罕第一件要做的事，而不是他最后冇办法当中的办法。
It is obvious that Abraham modeled prayer life to his household.
好明显，亚伯拉罕的祷告生活就是他全家的榜样。
Not only to his family, but also to all of his servants and those who worked within his compound.
亚伯拉罕的祷告生活不单止是他家人的榜样，更加是他仆人和在他居住地方做事的人的榜样。
They watched him.
他们都在这里观察亚伯拉罕。
They learned from him.
他们都在亚伯拉罕身上学习。
And Abraham modeled prayer for this man, Eliezer.
而亚伯拉罕的祷告就是成为了以利以谢的榜样。
And that is why Eliezer began his journey with prayer.
所以以利以谢就是在他启程之先，就是用祷告来开始。
The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:17,
使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼加前书第五章十七节同帖撒罗尼加的信徒这样说，
Pray always, or pray continuously.
他说要不住的祷告。
2,000 years earlier, Eliezer understood this principle of prayer.
在使徒保罗之前的2000年，以利以谢已经明白了这样祷告的原则。
What principle?
是什么原则呢?
My listening friends, this is what it is.
亲爱的听众朋友，他说的原则就是
It is the principle of prevailing prayer.
这个原则就是去使祷告有果效的原则。
It is the principle of faithfully practicing what he understood.
也都是能够实践信仰的原则。
Probably there was no expedition that was more bathed in prayer than this one.
大概亦都冇任何嘅旅程比呢一次以利以谢嘅旅程更加专注于祷告入面啦。
I have no doubt that throughout this six-week journey across the blazing heat of the desert,
在这六个星期在炽热的沙漠的旅行当中，
from Palestine to modern-day Iraq, Eliezer prayed.
从巴勒斯坦地直到今日的伊拉克地，以利以谢都在这里祷告。
Throughout these 6 weeks, Eliezer poured his heart out to the Lord.
在这六个礼拜当中，以利以谢和神倾心吐意。
Morning, noon and night, Eliezer prayed.
朝早、中午、晚上，无时无刻的以利以谢都在这里祷告。
Every waking moment he prayed.
无论他醒的时候，他会祷告。
Early in the morning he prayed.
每日清晨，他都会向神祷告。
Late at night he prayed.
就算夜阑人静的时候，他都会在这里祷告。
Oh Lord, I am dependent on you.
我的神啊， 我专心倚靠你。
Oh Lord, you have been good to my master.
啊，我嘅神啊，你一直恩待我嘅主人。
Oh Lord, you are my master's blesser.
啊，我嘅神啊，你系我主人嘅福分。
Oh Lord, I know you will not let me down.
啊，我嘅神啊，我知道你唔会令我失望。
Oh Lord, I know you will not let him down.
啊，我嘅神啊，我更加知道你唔会令到我嘅主人失望。
Oh Lord, your choice and not mine.
啊，我嘅神啊，愿你去拣选一位嘅女性，而唔系由我去拣选。
Oh Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
啊，神啊，求你成全你自己嘅旨意，而唔系成全我嘅希望。
Oh Lord, what you want, not what I want.
啊，神啊，求你成就你所愿成就嘅，而唔系我嘅期望。
Oh Lord, what you like, not what I like.
啊，神啊，愿你成就你喜悦嘅事，而唔系我中意嘅嘢。
Oh Lord, what your desire, not my desire.
啊，神啊，愿你按你嘅心意而行，而唔系按我嘅心意去成就。
So by the time Eliezer arrived in Nahor, he was prayed out.
所以当以利以谢到达拿赫嘅时候，佢已经好彻底咁样祈祷啦。
And God led him to his perfect plan.
而神亦都按照佢完美嘅计划嚟到引领以利以谢。
But there is a second thing that I want to share with you.
我仲有另外一件事想同大家去分享嘅。
My listening friends, this is very important.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，呢样嘢亦都系非常重要嘅。
I don't want you to miss this.
希望你唔好错过咗呢一个嘅重点。
As Eliezer prayed, he kept on traveling.
当以利以谢喺度向神祷告嘅时候，佢仍然不断向佢嘅目的地走。
He did not just sit on his easy chair and did nothing and wait on God to do everything for him.
佢并唔系无所事事咁样呆坐住，等神帮佢做晒啲嘢。
No.
唔系噶，佢唔系翘埋双手等神帮佢做晒啲嘢。
He kept on walking.
佢不断不断向前走。
He kept on planning.
佢不断不断咁去计划。
He kept on studying the maps.
佢不断不断咁样去睇地图。
He kept on figuring out the best way to reach his destination.
佢不断喺度谂紧，究竟边一条路先系最能够到达目的地最快最好。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你去留心听。
Prayer is not an excuse for laziness.
祈祷不是可以告诉我们听可以偷懒。
Prayer is not a substitute for action.
祈祷是不可以代替行动。
That is why the Bible says to watch and pray.
所以圣经就告诉我们听，我们要警醒祷告。
You need to do both.
我哋需要警醒，亦都需要祷告。
While Moses was up in the mountain praying, his hands lifted up high to the heavens.
当摩西喺山顶祈祷嘅时候，佢系向天举高佢嘅双手嚟祈祷。
Joshua was down in the battlefield fighting.
当时约书亚就系喺山下嘅平原同敌人争战。
Nehemiah told his people to build with one hand and carry the sword with the other.
尼希米当时是嘱咐以色列人，他要用一只手去建造城墙，另一只手是要拿住刀剑防备敌人。
Watch and pray.
要警醒，要祷告。
And that's what Eliezer was doing.
这件事就是以利以谢做的事。
But very quickly, there is a third thing that I want you to notice here.
但是我仍然有第三样嘢想你去留意嘅。
This woman had to be related to his master Abraham.
这个新娘嘅人选必须系佢主人亚伯拉罕嘅亲族。
That was his commission.
这个就是以利以谢接受的使命。
Those were his instructions.
这个就是以利以谢接到的指示。
He could have gotten halfway and gotten tired and said to himself, well, any old woman will do.
其实以利以谢他都可以当他在半途中感到疲倦的时候就求其揀一个成年女子。
But no.
但是以利以谢没有这样做。
He could have put things off and just wandered around the corner.
以利以谢其实可以四处游荡，在这里拖他的任务。
He could have done any kind of thing.
其实以利以谢那时做什么都可以。
But Eliezer had to obey the commission.
但是以利以谢持守他主人亚伯拉罕的吩咐。
The woman must not be of the Canaanites.
这个女子一定不可以是迦南的女子。
The woman must be a God-fearing woman.
这个女子一定要是敬畏神的女子。
So Eliezer placed a sign.
所以以利以谢向神去祈求一个征兆。
You might have noticed that he did not ask for a miracle.
可能你会发现以利以谢并没有求神迹。
He just put a sign there.
他只是祈求一个征兆。
He said, God, I'm going to trust you to show me.
他说，神啊，我相信你会指示我。
I want you to show me, and then I will know it is from you.
求你赐给我指示，我就知道一个是你的意思。
The only sign they knew back then of a woman's character was how she behaved.
在那个年代，只有从一个女子的行为才可以反映到她的品格。
A woman of character was a generous woman.
一个品格好的女子就是一个慷慨的女子。
A woman of character was a hospitable woman.
一个品格好的女子就是一个友善好客的女子。
A woman of character was a self-giving woman.
一个品格好的女子就是一位舍己为人的女子。
That was the only sign he knew, and therefore he placed that sign.
以利以谢只是知道这一些他需要的征兆，所以他就向神祈求。
I will say more about that in our next broadcast.
你想不想知道神给了什么征兆以利以谢呢？在下一次节目当中，我会再讲多一些有关这方面的事。
But listen carefully as to the reason Eliezer said what he said.
现在请你听下为什么以利以谢会这样去祈祷。
Verse 14 of chapter 24.
创世纪第24章第14节这样说，我向那一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就作你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。
Now had Eliezer went to a Canaanite woman and asked her for a drink,
这个时候以利以谢如果向一位迦南女子要水饮，
she would have looked at him and said,
她可能就会瞪大只眼望住她这样说，
No, get it yourself. You are stronger than I am.
当然不行啦，你自己打水饮啦，你还强壮过我。
Now this is the spirit of the age.
这个也都是我们今天的风气。
It is not new.
这件并不是一件新鲜的事。
It goes back to the Canaanite days.
在迦南那个年代其实已经是这样了。
And that is why Abraham did not want for a bride for his son Isaac to be chosen from among the Canaanites.
这个就是为什么亚伯拉罕不要一位迦南女子成为他的儿子以撒的妻子。
Thank you.
My listening friends, listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心去听。
Abraham knew that Isaac was the son of promise.
亚伯拉罕很清楚，以撒就是神应许给他的仔。
Do you know how long he waited for Isaac?
你知不知道亚伯拉罕等了生以撒等了多久啊？
Do you know how many years?
知不知道多少年啊？
He waited 25 years.
他足足等了25年啊。
He got old and his wife Sarah got old and he gave up a few times.
他年老了，他老婆撒拉都年老了，他有几次更加想放弃添啊。
In fact, at one time he wanted to adopt Eliezer the servant.To become his adopted son and inherit his earthly goods.
事实上，他曾经想过收养他的仆人以利以谢，成为他的义子，等以利以谢继承他的产业。
And then one time when he got Ishmael, he said, "Oh, let Ishmael live before you."
当他后来同示妾夏甲生了二十玛利之后，他更加同神讲话。但愿以实玛利就在你面前活着。
God said, no, no, no.
但是神说，不得，不得，不得。
I have made you a promise and I'll keep it.
神说，我曾经给你的应许，我一定会遵守。
Listen to this, my listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，请你听我讲。
When God makes a promise, it may take 25 years, but he always keeps his word.
如果神曾经应承过你一啲嘢，可能佢要等25年先会兑现。
Abraham knew that God had promised him that through Isaac, his spiritual descendants will be more numerous than the stars.
亚伯拉罕知道神应许佢藉住以撒会获得好似天上星星、海边嘅沙咁多嘅后嗣。
So Eliezer planned a sign.
所以以利以谢求一个征兆。
If I ask a woman to give me a drink and then she offers to go the second mile without my asking her, then she's the one.
以利以谢祈求话，如果我向一位女子想饮水，佢唔单止俾我饮，更加俾埋我只骆驼饮嘅话，佢就系神预备俾佢嘅人选。
Simple?Yes.
是不是很简单呢？是呢。
But the plan was not simplistic.
但是这个计划是完全不简单的。
My listening friends, I have some important things to tell you before I conclude for the day.
亲爱的朋友，在今天节目结束之前，我有一样很重要的事想告诉你。
There are some people who say that you must not be specific in your prayers.
有一些人说祷告是不需要具体的。
They really believe this sincerely.
他们真的这样认为。
They think they should not pray for specific things just in case it is against the will of God.
他们觉得他们不应该很具体为某一件事祷告，因为他们怕违背了神的旨意。
Well, I have news for them.
现在我有事想跟他们说。
God is very capable of saying no.
神是会同人讲唔得嘅。
But my question to them is this.
但是我想同佢哋讲一条问题。
How would you know that God answered if you did not pray specifically?
如果你冇具体咁样祈祷，你又点知道神是回应咗你嘅祈祷呢？
There are people who are so afraid to ask God for anything lest they are praying outside of the will of God.
有些人很怕向神祈祷，很怕他们祈祷的事是神不会悦纳，是违背神旨意的事。
Let me put your mind at rest.
让我释除你的疑虑。
When your heart is right,
当你存着正确的心态的时候，
When your heart is bent toward obedience to the will of God,
当你全心信服神的旨意的时候，
When your heart is committed to do the will of God,
当你定义遵行神的旨意的时候，
You can ask God for anything.
你可以向神求任何嘅事。
Because with that kind of heart, you are not going to ask for stupid things.
因为只要你系抱住呢一啲嘅心态，你完全唔会向神求一啲愚不可及嘅事。
You are going to ask for things that are honoring to God.
你会向神求一啲能够荣耀神嘅事。
You are going to ask for things that are pleasing to God.
你会向神求一啲讨神喜悦嘅事。
Praying specifically does not dishonor God.
具体为某一件事祷告，并非唔尊敬神。
In fact, praying specifically is the only way that you can know that God did it.
事实上，向神具体咁样祈祷系唯一一个让你知道神系成就事情嘅。
In 1987, I was a pastor to a church that had less than 50 members.
在1987年，我所牧养的教会只有不到50个会众。
Back then, I said to my friends that I believed that we would have 3,000 seat church in a visible location in the city where I lived.
那阵时候，我同我的朋友讲，我相信在我住的城市，我会建立一所可以坐3,000人的教会。
Many of them thought that it was impossible.
个个都话我唔掂。
Many of them said it could not happen.
个个都话呢个唔可能噶，唔会实现噶。
But 13 years later, everyone in the world would know that God did it.
但系喺13年之后，即系公元2000年，人人都知道神成就咗呢件大事。
I was talking to a friend the other day, and I said to him that my very simple philosophy is this.
有一日，我同我嘅朋友讲，我有一个好简单嘅哲理。呢个哲理就系
：If you can explain it, then God didn't do it.
如果你能够解释出来龙去脉嘅话，呢件事就唔系神做噶啦。
My listening friends, God wants us to learn these three things.
亲爱嘅听众朋友。神想我哋学呢三件事。
What are they?
佢哋系乜嘢呢
？First，
第一样我哋要学习嘅事就系
，We must be dependent on God in prayer always。
我哋要经常倚靠神嚟祷告，系经常。
Second，
第二件我哋要留意嘅事
，We must work while praying。
我哋就系要一边去祈祷，一边去做嘢。
Thirdly，
第三件我哋要学习嘅事就系
，We should believe God for big things from a big God for His kingdom。
我哋必须相信伟大嘅神系要为佢嘅国成就伟大嘅事。
Again, my friend, it's time for us to go。
但系各位亲爱朋友，今日嘅节目就嚟完结啦。
Tune in to our next broadcast as we continue to look at the ordinary steward, Eliezer, who prayed extraordinary prayer.
请你记住收听我们下个礼拜的节目，我会继续讲以利以谢一位平凡的管家所作出的非凡祷告。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings as you pray.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。